R-H-A-P is coming to you live. Yes, from my apartment. It's time for Big Brother Celebrity Recap here for Sunday night, the most OTT recap of them all, here to talk about Todrick's nominations and much more here with you live once again as Big Brother Celebrity Hell Week rolls on with another night of live recaps here with us to talk about it all. Another amazing panel. Of course, we have some goodness tonight from the Drag Race wrap up as we are joined by two of its co-hosts. First, let's welcome back a man with some skin in the game still in the draft. It's Amon Adwin.
Yeah, skin in the game, baby. I'm so happy that I made those last minute changes to my draft team because it's showing dividends, baby.
Okay.
Yes, I'm excited to be back. Excited.
Yes, and still with Cynthia and Todd in the draft. Okay. All right. So 40% of the field still to go. All right. Also, very excited to have back with us. Of course, you could hear her on the Drag Race Rehap Up, the Masked Singer Rehap Up, which is getting ready to come back. The B&B, which is right around the corner to come back. Please welcome the great Dr. Liana Boris.
Thank you. I know that the cardiovascular casino is in town, and we are here to just gamble all of our heart medication away. Let's do this, baby.
Mm-hmm. Look, every night of watching Big Brother, you are close to cardiac arrest because it's so scintillating.
Yeah, an extra prescription of statins.
Liana, that's why so many doctors are going on these Big Brother podcasts to rail against how unpredictable it is.
That's right. I mean, look, we've been new. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're out here just doing the best we can. Okay, Rob.
Okay. And let's welcome back Big Brother super fan, Taryn Armstrong.
Nailed it. Let's go. All right. Hold on. I got to get ready for something. Okay. Amon.
Yes.
As you know, we share a final syllable in our names.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time we hashed this out. There's only room for one AN in this podcast, and we have reached our AN capacity. So,
I mean, Liana has an AN also.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end.
She's got an Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong order.
You know what? You can nominate me all you want, Taryn, because I got one of these bad boys in the back. Uh-huh. Try to take me out, honey. It's not working. It ain't working.
Aren't we all?
Nice fake laugh, Liana. Yeah.
No. Why would you say such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Not funny.
Okay. All right. We are here live to talk about it all here tonight. We'll take your questions. I got that link going in the chat. If you're here with us live, robswebsite.com/BBQuestions. Of course, this is the third night in a row. We're back to recap the Celebrity Big Brother. We'll be back again tomorrow after the double eviction, baby. But we will see whoever goes home from Todrick's HOH, and then we will have a second hour of Celebrity Big Brother where we will have a final four HOH and eviction play out live before us as we will come on live at 11:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Taryn and I will be joined by Jacob Jones and Big Brother 23's Claire to talk about it all. So it will be a jam-packed Big Brother celebrity coming up on Monday night. But I actually thought this was a decent episode tonight. I felt like that there were, some moments to talk about here tonight. And I wasn't really sure. I had very low expectations going into tonight's episode. Liana, it's been a minute since we've heard from you on Celebrity Big Brother front. How are you feeling about these last couple of weeks?
To be 100% honest, I'm still living in the fantasy world where Chris Kattan and Todd Bridges are feuding, and there's still a chance for Chris Kirkpatrick in the house. Like, my mind has repressed sort of the last week or so of Big Brother. So this was definitely a jump into reality, you know, a jump in that hot tub, if you will, after trying to take all my clothes off from a ski lift, right? Like, that's still the world that I'm living in. And yes. So to hear Lamar and Todd talk about going to space and talk about their blood pressure, and to see Todrick's hairless cats, it was just a walk on the wild side for me tonight.
Did Cato Kalin tell you that his hot tub was reality? Is that
yeah?
Is that his pitch?
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. So yeah,
join reality, Liana.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Amon, how have you been feeling on the Celebrity Big Brother of it all?
I'll be honest. I haven't watched like a lick of feeds or the episodes ever since Carson won that HOH. I was so excited to watch Veeds the next day. And then I started reading some of the updates about what was going to happen. And I just, for the sake of my own well-being, I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. So I have been strictly keeping up with everything via updates, via the Taryn show and all that stuff. And that's pretty much it. I've sort of accepted defeat at this point. We know that Misha is most likely going to win this season.
With that negative energy, Amon?
I think it's a little premature for these predictions, Todd.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, maybe. If it's premature, then I'll eat the chapstick gladly. But I just don't think that's going to be a thing. I don't.
All right, let's lock it in. If Misha,
you heard it here first,
Amon eats another chapstick.
Look, I got it locked and loaded, honey. Like, look, it's a win-win for me. Okay, I have the health benefits from eating that first tube. You know, it took a little bit of time going down, but I think that I've been okay ever since. So. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Your system's ready. It's gotten itself.
You've worked yourself up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Great protein.
Okay. I know we'll get to it, the Todrick ceremony, but I think that's probably the question that people want to know. But let me just say, I had not enjoyed Todrick any more at any point this season more than tonight. This was peak Todrick. This was the first thing he did that I was like, yes, thank you for entertaining me. Give me something.
You know, I have to admit, I was smiling as well.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, no, I am mad at it because I'm just mad at him. But like, I couldn't help. But like, this is the Todrick that I thought we were going to get. I thought that we were going to get, you know, Showboat, you know, sort of like tongue in cheek, singing all over the house, dressing up, like the Todrick that he gives us on the internet. But we didn't really get any of that. We got all the other stuff. And then, like, at the tail end of it, this is what he decided to build his resume with. And I'm just like, where was this the entire time? This is the Todrick. This is where I'm like, that's the camp that I want to be in.
Yeah.
And why did it take so long to get there? I don't get it.
Liana, this is Celebrity Big Brother. Thank you, Todrick, at least for attempting to entertain me at some point this season.
It was inherently camp. Yes, he, you know, went for it. We got the getting ready portion as well with the little furry slippers, is the epaulets on the shoulder. Fabulous, darling, going for it. If he weren't such a garbage person, though, I would actually be having fun. So, like, Todrick sucks, and I hate him. So it's really hard to have fun.
Sachet but, like, away,
baby. You know, it is entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad you said this, Rob, because I said a similar thing on my stream, but the chat at the time, and I feel like the chat right now was all about saying,
stop laughing, young man. This is not funny.
They were not into it.
Not into it.
How dare you enjoy this?
Yeah. But look, you know, like, can we get like one memorable moment from this entire season? Can we have like one thing that we'll remember like 2 months from now? So I thank you, Todrick, for at least giving us this.
Here's what I say, anybody in the chat that's like, no, this was terrible. You know that you loved how much you hated watching this.
Yeah. Right.
Like you loved how much that gave you the ability to go online and say, oh, look how much Todrick sucks. And talk about it. Like you loved it.
I could hear, like, I could literally hear the collective eye roll of America, but you rolled your eyes. It's so hard that it hurt so good because you were just so annoyed, but you love to be annoyed by it.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. I didn't want to enjoy that, but I did. But it doesn't change.
Right. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. He gave us a moment that wasn't toxic.
The levity is greatly appreciated.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Okay. All right. We'll come back to it. A lot to unpack there. On a night where, we started to see the little too late, but maybe is there a resistance building in the house at the final five to Todrick and Misha?
The couch brigade coming together.
Like, should we do something? What do you think? Should we?
Well, there was nothing Todd could do. I don't know if you guys heard that, but there was nothing I could do. They're sending Carson home. It's nothing I could do.
Watching Todd and Cynthia just reminisce about, like, oh man, all of the, opportunities that we didn't have to take Todrick out. There's so many opportunities that nobody could have taken. And now we're here. And they're both like, I can't believe Cynthia's talking about taking Todrick out. Come on, you had the opportunity. I can't believe Todd's talking about taking Todrick out. I can't believe you. I mean, you had the opportunity. Everybody had an opportunity. Nobody took the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This reminded me of this kid that I used to know in middle school, and he would never do his homework. Never. He would never do his homework. He would miss exams. And then, like, in the last week of the report period, he would come to the teacher's desks with all of the homework that he had missed, some of the assignments that he was supposed to have done, like week one of the report period, and he gives them to the teacher. And then the teacher responds to him, okay, well, with all of the late subtractions, you can give me all of this and you can still get a D, okay? And that's what this entire thing is. Like, you do all of that, all of this talking about all the stuff that you could have done, and now you're finally at the right answer, but it's too damn late. And you had the right answer before. It was like on the tip of your tongue. You guys kept saying, well, Misha and Todrick. And then when it's time to take the shot, it doesn't happen. It's like the most infuriating thing ever. I couldn't even get any enjoyment out of watching Carson leave because I tend to be in the camp of, you know what? Todrick did what he had to do. He used his personal relationship that he had with Carson to dupe him into getting rid of Shayna. And Carson understands that he was duped bad and it is what it is. So I didn't even really get any enjoyment out of watching him go home because it was just like, you got duped and it is what it is. But like, you shouldn't have been duped and you're smarter than this. All of you are smarter than this. Or at least I thought you were, but here we are.
Here we are indeed. Yep. So I thought that the best part of the episode, at least before we get to the nominations, was when we flash back to eviction night, because there was some stuff that was going on. Again, they made them sit on that couch for like, an hour and change. Like, we started that 2-hour episode and we showed them sitting on the couch, and then they just had to sit there while we watched like an hour of filler to get ready for when we got to Carson's eviction. So this must have been right before the live show started, and we saw where it seemed like that Carson was like holding out hope, like, it's right before the eviction. I think that Todrick is gonna, he said a little snow. So, let's see what he says when he gets back to us.
It puts the Julie Chen interview in a little bit more context when it was, oh, you found out today that he was playing it. It was like 70 minutes before the eviction when Carson's still just like, just give him a few more minutes. Just let him make the decision. They haven't even talked about
they
it
haven't,
yet.
Yeah, they haven't had found the time to talk.
They just haven't had time.
With everything going on.
This is very much like your DoorDash delivery guy is like 2 hours late. You're like, should we talk about something? Like, What do you think? Like,
more minutes.
Surely he'll show up soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So eventually, Todrick comes over and he says, "Oh yeah, we decided we're going to give you the chop." Okay. That was it. That was the talk.
So, like, I've never seen like a more lackluster like reveal. Like, in out of every like season of Big Brother, celebrity included, like that was like the most like cordial. Like, Carson, just so you know, you're gonna get the chop. Like, it's over. Like, what? Like, he's like, it's just so stupid. It's so stupid. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at least he told him. He's at least trying to have some semblance of like trying to avoid blowback. Although I don't know how much that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the literal least he could do. Like, he didn't even like sit down like, "Hey, you know, I love you. This was so hard." It's like, yeah, it looks like we're going to have to give it the chop. All right. Good talk.
Is that how he drops the news to his dancers too, you think?
I don't think he replies to them, so that would at least this was a step up. But mm-hmm. then Carson also just like, okay, great, yep, yeah. thanks for giving me the heads up.
Yeah, but even like with Cynthia, he's not like, can you believe this guy?
That's
he's like he's like, well, it seems like that Todrick is not super trustworthy.
So maybe you shouldn't try. Maybe Todd and Lamar, I guess, would be your best. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think he's going to evict me. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
They got us. They got us good.
Okay. All right. So.
Do you think he'll evict you next?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think? I don't know. What happens next? Do you think they're going to. No, when we go to the jury, are we supposed to vote for Todrick? Is that what you think he wants?
Mm.
Okay.
So Carson is going to tell Cynthia, as Chris Kirkpatrick used to say, it's going to be me. You need to work with Lamar and Todd. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Cause those two have been, just A-list players so far.
When Todd Bridges is your biggest threat to win, something for the other side of the house has gone terribly wrong.
But Leah, this was something, and Jerry O'Connell was alluding to it the other night, that there's been a shift in Todd Bridges where Todd Bridges has really gotten like a sudden surge of confidence. Like, Todd Bridges, I don't know if he'll do it. I have my doubts, but he's feeling it right now.
Yes. I think he's always had this confidence, though. It was just misplaced.
The world's most interesting man.
That's what I hear. He's done so many things, horseback riding, you know, not the moon yet, but we're getting there. I think he's always had that confidence, though, because he's the feud with Chris Kirkpatrick or with Chris Kattan felt like it was the same thing. It was just this like very confident like gameplay towards him. And now it's just directed in somewhat the right direction.
Look, Taryn, when you come from Pharaohs, you're used to greatness and things going your way.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely had this confidence. He spent the first 2 weeks gunning for Chris Kattan very confidently.
Yeah.
And he did not back down. The T-O-double-D.
The T-O-D-D is going to stay.
It's going to stay.
I mean, they called him the Todd Father in the previously on.
And then he said, I think Todd Bridges said something about he dodged, he moved, he wiggled and shook or something like mm-hmm. that. So, yeah. You know, he's really just, he's feeling himself.
He's feeling it. This was him at the end of the episode.
Never count out Todd Bridges because the silver fox is always on the move. And here I come, brother.
Wait, Todd Bridges is the silver fox?
Yes. Yeah,
maybe the silver skin flakes. I don't know.
Okay.
I
feel
like you need to have, some sort of situation going on up there.
Now, based on the hair that we see, it does not appear to be any gray on Todd Bridges.
I feel like it's mostly hair from, like, you know, the face up is usually what that's considered for. I don't really want to see.
Grow some hair because you're old. It's not silver. It's just...
gold.
Yeah, this is a choice.
Todd Bridges, the silver fox.
There's nothing wrong with being bald. I think he should embrace that. Being bald looks good on some people.
Nobody's saying anything about it. Bald. It's, I know, we're saying you can't be the silver fox if you don't have gray hair, if you're not silver.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he should make up a new moniker. I don't know what it could be yet, but, you know, silver fox ain't it, my guy. It's not.
Do you think that maybe Todd Bridges outside of the house, like, lets his hair grow out, but it's like, hey, I'm going to be on TV. I got to go back to my look.
It's not about the silver hair on the outside. It's about the silver hair on the inside that hasn't grown out, Rob.
Inside, yeah.
See, it's inside the counts when it comes
to
hair.
Feels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Todd Bridges, Cynthia, and Lamar. Can they be the three people that take down Todrick and Misha? So they get ready. They sit down on the couch. And so there's some comment about, Carson has a nice jacket on, and he makes the quip, well, it's not every day you get evicted. And there's some chuckles, including one from Todrick, which Lamar calls out.
That laugh was so fake, Todrick.
And Todrick is not happy. And I thought for a split second we were going to flash back to the cards.
Right? They keep cards.
Yeah. And then it was like Todrick talking about Lamar's got this attitude out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere? I'm no magician. Shane is the levitating one, but mm-hmm. I feel like there are some cards that may have given you an indication of how he feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
was this your torn card?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lamar called out the fake laugh. And then on top of that, Todd Bridges had the audacity to say, hey, look, I don't think you've got the votes to win in the end, Todrick. And he did not like that.
I think it's a little premature for these predictions, Todd. And I would really like for you to keep your negative energy over there.
Stop with this negative energy, people, saying that Todrick can't win.
How is it premature? It's day 24.
Mm-hmm.
Out of like what, 27 days? Like, you're down at the end. It is time to start thinking about your end game. Like, it's not premature at all. Like, and he's not wrong. Like, is it just like, it's pretty much assumed right now that production has been cluing Todrick in on how his game is being perceived, right? Like, so it's not just Todd that you should be hearing this from. It should be the people in the DR also saying, like, hey, so how do you think your game is being perceived by the jurors? You think you're going to win? Like, come on, Todrick, you cannot be
episode, he seemed to feel like that the reason, if there is a reason why he won't win, it's because his resume isn't as good as Misha's. He needs comp wins. That's the problem. It's not that whether the jury likes him. He needs his resume.
And this is how you know that, like, he is not the super fan that we thought that he was. Because, no, resume, that's such an old out. Like, no one, like, that's not a thing. It's not a thing. You either are good at Big Brother or you're not. You winning HOH at the final final four, because only four people can play, is not something that is like, yeah, you're going to get all the jobs on Big Brother LinkedIn now. Like, come on.
He's the type of person that's like, oh no, not the consequences of my own actions. Like, he's the one who put himself in these predicaments, but just has such a blind eye to the way that people treat him. But I mean, that's true on the outside. This is not new. He has been this way consistently since we've known him. So this is not surprising at all whatsoever to me.
Yeah, it felt to me like he was telling Todd, like Julie told us, to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. get out of the kitchen
with your negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother connoisseur podcasters.
Yeah, with your computer stove in the kitchen.
Your skills and your technology smart.
Yeah. You know, Aman, I heard you on the update a couple of weeks ago talking about Todrick and Carson relationship from Drag Race. But was there negative vibes towards Todrick from the Drag Race community pre-Big Brother?
We hate him.
Oh.
Like, I genuinely don't understand. Okay, maybe this has been discussed somewhere, but Todrick sucks. Todrick has consistently been, like, racist, misogynistic, slut-shaming, exploitive. He has called on people, his fans, to go cyberbully other people. Like, he's been, like, toddlers, sick'em, which is what he calls his fans, which is just, like, creepy in and of itself, but also gives weird images of, like, toddlers running after people.
Don't tell Mike Bloom.
I know. I mean, yeah, they are adult babies. But, like, he's always rude to the girls. He's been essentially banned from the show. They brought in a different choreographer to take over his place. He's such an unpleasant human being. And word on the street is people that know his family say his family's toxic also, but that's gossip and you didn't hear it from me.
Well, I guess.
So anyway,
the apple don't fall far.
I'm just saying, like, there's videos of him like mocking homeless people who are just like trying to sleep. Like, it's
why?
Clout? I don't know.
I did see that video.
Yeah. What does he do? What did he do?
It's like he was like, in a laundromat and he was like filming himself. I mean, it was like
was the homeless person snoring?
Are they lying on their back?
Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
This is like the kind of, you would have seen this in like Law and Order as a stereotypical example of like millennial youth and how they're terrible to, you know, people around them because they film themselves 24/7. Like he was just like,
Todrick is chewy.
And then he was like next to the homeless person. And then like they woke up and he was like, oh, they woke up.
Yeah.
Oh, look, homeless people can wake up. Like, what are you doing?
And it's not even like you can even really say, oh, you know, he was 10 years ago. He was younger. This man is 36, which means 10 years ago, he was 26. Okay. If you thought that was okay at 26 years of age, then I just feel like there was just nothing good that could have come out of him saying yes to coming into this game. Like, it has just been nothing but toxicity since the moment he stepped in that house. And it's just, I never thought that this would have happened. I knew that he'd be like a little annoying. And I knew that there were rumors circulating around like how he's abusive to his dancers and things of that nature. But I always sort of just took it with the grain of salt. Cause I'm like, oh, well, you know how the internet can be. They will snowball and everything. They will dogpile on anything. Like it, maybe it's not as bad. Maybe he has a few, you know, problematic things in his past, but I'm sure he's generally a nice person. Oh boy. I was wrong. Like, it's just like each and every turn, it's something else. I literally wake up, I go on Twitter, it's something else. It's like living in a, I don't understand. I don't know if he's trying to be this way. I don't know if he thinks that like being this villain is going to like bring him all sorts of like success after this. Like, are you trying to get brought back for an All-Stars that's never going to happen? Like, it's the weirdest behavior that I've ever seen. And the lack of self-awareness is insane. And we just found out that he even found out about the cookout through Facebook.
Yeah, that's okay. I wasn't gonna bring that up because you wanted to talk. I read this article today that allegedly like you know, because it was always presented to me as Todrick is the biggest Big Brother super fan of them all, watched the cookout on Big Brother 23. I have to meet these people.
Facebook? You are covering, you're searching for your Big Brother coverage on Facebook? Now, if you were part of the RHAP patron group, that is one thing, okay? That is an oasis amongst the dry, acrid lands, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. But if you were just generally finding your information about Big Brother through
Facebook, can you give them a little bit of the backstory in case people didn't see this article today?
Basically, he just said that he just found out about the cookout, getting up this through Facebook, and he decided, oh my goodness, I have to like look and see like what these people are all about. And then he, you know, started watching the show, and then he found that they were so legendary, and he found out about, you know, the meaning and the cause behind the cookout. And of course, as a black man, he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then the next thing you know, they're all at his house for 3.5 months for an extra season of Big mm-hmm. Brother. And I thought I've seen him tweet about the show before, like before Big Brother 23. So I just assumed that he was just like, you know, a more tapped in, but no, like I just,
mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
This is what broke you. It's like
Facebook.
Really?
What is somebody like him even doing on Facebook? Like, he makes most of his money
through YouTube. Like, yeah. YouTube and Instagram, yeah. That is like your bread and butter. The fact
Aman,
that you
said
working,
he's in his late 30s.
Yeah.
It's very chooky.
Mm-hmm. He's got me there, Rob. He got me there.
It's not bussing.
Isn't that where the homeless person video was found on too? Like Facebook? So I guess we should have known better.
Look, and the thing that like really did it for me too, and that's I appreciate Mom bringing the thing up about like, oh, well, it was in the maybe stuff it was in the past. Shayna told the story about her home invader, yes. And there was a line that the home invader said to her, and that's what Todrick said to her when she was being evicted. So like he essentially used the line that was from one of the most terrifying moments of her life to repeat back to her. So this is sort of a consistent behavior. It's still going on.
You had it queued up.
That's right. Emotional damage.
It's so like, because I like, you never really want to continuously talk trash about somebody. You know what I mean? Like, you never want to be a part of like the mob of, you know, continuously attacking somebody. But at the same time,
unless you're
time,
a toddler.
Like, yeah. It's like, damn, like you're making it so hard. Like, I know that the people in the cookout, I know that they are going through it right now. They might not want to say it. They might say it in so many words. I know that the shenanigans with these AFP campaigns have been quite suspect. Okay. But I just know that they're going through it because he is not making it any easier. It's every day. It's something else every day. You just can't escape.
Oh, yeah, it's been tough. It's been a little tough this season, you know, as a fan. So it's cool, though.
Silence, peasant.
Okay, all right. Todrick said change the subject. Okay. All right. So we go back to live after. We're going to get ready for our HOH competition. It was the art museum task or challenge. Taryn, this is one that I don't think they've ever done this in Big Brother proper, but it has come up, I think, in all three of the celebrity versions now. I think in the past, I think they did it during live as a live veto or HOH competition. Here we get the taped version. Kind of boring and hard to play along with.
You can't really play along with it. You're just watching people run around a house and then explain to you what was actually happening. And there's nothing here. This is nothing.
Nothing here. So here's my question. So that they filmed this, we presume Friday night. So Friday night they did the Carson's eviction, and then I think they went right into. Tell me if the timeline is correct here. The recap of the recap. And then they did the HOH comp. Does that sound right to you, Taryn?
Probably something like that.
So they're all drinking during the recap of the recap, or it's just the recap for them. And you could see during as they're running around, there's an open bottle of champagne on the island. Like, I think that if you really partied it up during the reminiscing, I think you were at a distinct disadvantage in this HOH comp.
Don't go partying it up on the recap of the recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold it together.
Those highlight magazines would have been a lot tougher if I had had a couple cocktails before doing the spot the difference pictures, you know? So, yeah, I get it. Animal Crossing, I thought had prepared me for this, but, you know, the alcohol will get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we see that Lamar is like taking his time, just sort of like wandering around the house. That was kind of fun. Cynthia is wrong. She gets eliminated. Todd Bridges is upset because he's like, Cynthia, she gets eliminated in this contest. And I definitely would have won this one.
Oh, man. She's supposed to go after Todrick and Misha. Who's going to take the shot at Todrick and Misha if these people can't win any competitions?
Yep.
You know, like Lamar was, you know, he's just so like to be in the final five and to know exactly what you need to do. He's just so lackadaisical. Like, he's like all hunched over in the DR. Like, yeah, like we got to win this. We got to win this HOH because Todd and Misha, man, they are Todrick and Misha. They're they got to go up.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they like hit the buzzer to like send them off into the house, he's like walking gingerly back into the house. I'm like,
Like, what are you doing?
No hustle at all.
No hustle.
Like, how dare left you? That on the court, yeah. That's for sure.
Yes. I really wanted to open the show originally and say, now here's the guy who is ready to talk about the only NBA All-Stars game that we care about. But Lamar Odom, never an NBA All-Star, sadly. But two-time champion. Todd Bridges tells us this about Lamar later in the episode.
He hates to lose. Lamar hates to lose.
Doesn't it always seem like it?
Yeah, could have fooled me.
Yeah, it wouldn't give me that impression. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lamar gets eliminated, and then eventually it comes down to Todrick versus Misha.
Yeah, Lamar, it was sad watching Lamar get evicted.
He had the right answer.
Yeah, it's...
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. After you saw he put in his answer, he was biting his fingernails again.
Yeah.
I was just like, get that man nervous. Some fingernail clippers.
He's
I,
nervous.
Yeah, maybe it's I a mean, nervous tick. Yeah.
Liana, like, did you see his blood pressure? The man is...
That's anxiety. Hypertension level too. Yeah, that's bad.
One arm at least.
Yeah, I don't know. He's so tall. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That was such a bad bet to make. You were like twice his size. Of course, your blood pressure is going to be higher.
So... Also, Lamar wants that photo. He wants to take it home with him. So I hope they give it to him.
Yeah, that or get an NFT, buddy. I feel like they're not going to give that to you. So.
You don't think they would give Lamar the picture if he wanted it?
I don't think so.
I feel like that they send them, like, I feel like all those Big Brother 23 people were posting, like, oh, they sent me my BB comics today.
Yeah, but they hold on to stuff like this just so that they can use it for other competitions. You know what I mean? They even hold on to furniture. I'm pretty sure that one of the chairs that was on the Big Brother 19 house ended up in Big Brother 21's house. Like, they'd just be recycling, okay? Like, they're on a budget.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just all over the place in the studio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get down to the final round, and it's Todrick. He figures it out. So he is going to be the HOH. He's not just Misha's sidekick.
Yeah, well, they both want to win this, which is kind of weird because it's not often that you get this position where it's the final five. And historically, the final five HOH is one of the worst ones to win. Because it means that you can't compete in the final four HOH. And so having a situation where you are guaranteed either yourself or your closest ally that is never going to betray you is going to win this HOH. It is, you just lock throw that, like, pretty much every single time you throw that to the person that you're with, that's not going to put you up. Now you are one of three people that's competing in the final four HOH for immunity. And that's huge because, the veto is all that matters at the final four. Your partner can't keep you safe by winning HOH. So them being able to compete means nothing to you. In fact, it's worse for you because if they do win, now you have to be the one evicted by the person that wins the veto. So it is very beneficial to throw the final HOH, final five HOH to your teammate here. But neither of them do it.
I thought they would have at least discussed it, you know, even if it wasn't a blanket, oh, I'm going to throw it to you. At least some conversation, but it didn't seem like there was at all. And you know, potentially also they could have helped each other also during the earlier parts of the competition. Like, if you notice what one it is it advantageous? But it felt like they just are so competitive and just really want to win it for themselves that any of that strategy is just not being thought about.
It kind of looked like they weren't allowed to. Like, I just got like a vibe, like every time they came back to put the chip into like their little pedestal, it just felt like no talking allowed. At least that's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, and I looked like they couldn't see like what number the other person put as well. Like they were
like, while you're in the house, you just be like,
yeah, it's true.
Production was like,
you just stare really hard at one of the pictures. Like,
there certainly have been rules in the past that have prevented people from helping each other, and then there have been rules that you can help each other, especially in Final Five vetoes. I mean, that's the classic from Big Brother 5. So, who knows? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Todrick is going to be the HOH for the second week in a row. We're going to see an HOH room. And so who wants to see Todrick's HOH room? Lamar is finishing his workout. I would have thought this was going to be a much bigger deal where Todrick would have been very upset that Lamar wasn't joining in on the HOH reveal. Didn't seem like it was a thing.
The fact that they included the let me finish this workout in 13 minutes, the fact that they included that, I thought I was like, oh yeah, there's some drama coming, but I guess it's just he got blocked out.
And then, yeah, because then at the end of it, he was...
Odom's asking in.
It's a weird way to knock on the door. But did he just like get let in a second later?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Odom's asking in. Okay. All right. So Todrick gets a letter from his mom, you know, that we love you, Toddy. All the toddlers love you. You know, that I like that his mom dropped in the letter. Like, thank God you were sent to me because I knew exactly what to do with you to put you on this path. Any other parent might have screwed this up. I got you here. Don't forget it.
Remember that.
Remember.
It's kind of like in direct opposition to what Todrick said like 2 minutes later. Like, I think my mom wanted me to be a, you know, basketball player, football player, which... Hey, I relate to you, honey. That was never going to work out for me. So you got me there, Todrick. But yeah, I don't know if his mom was like really had Todrick's career in mind. But hey, it worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Made it this far, mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay.
I feel like we haven't talked enough about toddlers.
Okay.
No, I think I think we have. I think I'm at my limit.
What do you want to discuss?
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page that like that is one of the most ridiculous names for a fan base we've all ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty weird.
Well, I don't know how active are they? Because you could talk me into that. They're fine.
But then they grew up.
They're out there.
If they're you know, because of the toddlers that I've run into, you know, are they in like the terrible twos?
Oh, they're out there. I've
trying to protect my peace a little bit around here.
Run-ins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
What about Todd Bridges' fans? What do you think? Do you think no, something different? We're not going toddlers. Also,
yeah. Okay.
Bridges.
The Todd. Yeah. The Bridgertons.
Well, if he's the Todd father, could they be the mafia? I don't know. The mobsters?
The Todd children.
The Todsters? Toddsters? Does that make sense? No?
I don't know. Let us know if we have any people from the Todd Bridges fan club that are out there. What do you call your organization?
The Silver Fox Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Toddlers.
Mm-hmm. The Willisonators.
That's from
LV 1130 in the chat. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Todd. Todd is taking a shower. And that the Todd and Lamar dynamic, for the second night in a row, this is the best dynamic in the house because we get the start of this conversation.
Dude, here's the thing. I've been a gymnast. I used to
race. Who are you? World's most interesting man. You done did gymnastics, child actor,
I have done
baseball player, road horses.
Yes, I've done everything.
Okay, again, that's the Farrell blood.
Fun fact, I've done all of those things as well.
You've done all those things as well. You were a child actor.
Technically, yeah.
World's most interesting man.
Wow.
I mean, look, I was no Willis, but, you know.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So, Todd Bridges, world's most interesting man, according to Lamar. But there's something else that he wants to do. And this actually came up on Friday night when we saw in the, was that the last HOH competition of, you know, find the veto, that Todd Bridges had talked about how, hey, I should go to space. William Shatner went to space. And so here he is again, talking about space.
Going to outer space is something that I've always dreamed of.
Well, it makes sense. Taryn, he has Pharaoh blood, which famously is connected to the aliens.
Yeah, he's technology smart. He's got Pharaoh blood. And he wants to go and meet the aliens. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this conversation, they reversed positions.
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing. I was so confused. I was like, Lamar, are you not the alien guy? Like, what? But now you're not interested. You don't want to go to space and you don't want to meet the aliens. But now Todd Bridges is all in on the aliens.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
I mean, I get that Lamar doesn't want to go to space. I think Lamar ever said he wanted to go to space. But just a day ago, we saw Lamar talking about how the aliens helped build the pyramids. And now he's arguing.
Somebody lives up there, homie. You just don't know. Somebody lives there.
And you're trying to meet them.
Yep.
Yeah. He seemed incredulous.
Do your history. Do you think it's that Lamar is, what he's saying is, you think you're going to go out into space to meet the aliens? You fool.
They're here. They're interterrestrials here.
Yes, they are interterrestrials, and they are here in Egypt.
Yeah,
that and also, it was the meeting of the aliens that I felt was really the discussion here, not the existence of aliens. So Lamar's like, no, from a distance, please. You know, I don't need to meet them. Whereas Todd's like opening up the door on the space station, just being like, howdy, mm-hmm. what you talk about aliens, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, Lamar.
Hey, I'm all about it. I agree with Todd. I'm also trying to go up there. Like, I
would go to space, Amon.
In a heartbeat, Rob. Like, I am praying that I last long enough on this earth that civilian trips to space become readily accessible, because I am dying to get off this rock.
Oh, like, okay.
Who wouldn't want to go to space other than Lamar?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm not great. Yeah, I mean, but Todrick was such a hater about Lamar and Todd.
Neither one of them are going to space ever. It's never happening. I don't even understand why this is a discussion.
Never wanted anything as much as I want Todd Bridges to go to space right after the season.
GoFundMe. We need a GoFundMe. Call Elon Musk.
And Lamar actually has the funds to actually do it if he wanted to. Like, you can, like, celebrities can go to space right now for like $250,000 a pop. So he's got the money. Maybe you don't. Todrick.
Yeah, you know what, Todd?
Well, actually, hold on. That's the prize money, Amon. For the price of one Wizard of Oz dress, you could go to space.
Well, he'd rather be flicking his heels to go all the way home, I guess. So there goes that.
Sorry, dream. Taryn. Sorry, Taryn. Go ahead.
I just want Todrick to get out of here with that negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Saying they'll never go to space. I think it's a little too early to be making predictions like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Todrick not so excited about space.
The other thing though about Todd in their conversation was Lamar saying, well, there's no money in space.
Yes.
Todd's like, no, I have seen Don't Look Up.
Yes.
There are rocks in space.
You get a space rock.
Money. Yes.
And the Akiva rock. Lamar said, you're gonna leave the spaceship? Todd's like, I might.
You gotta go get those rocks.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea that Todd watched Don't Look Up, and that's the message he took from it was there might be money out there.
Yeah.
There is, though. Apparently, people are buying planets. I don't know who is selling them, but people are buying, like, celestial bodies.
I've seen people selling NFTs.
Yeah.
Well, crack the case.
We know. Mm-hmm. Karen and I've been new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The conversation did end on another hilarious note.
The marvel up there, he can feel it with his farts.
You probably could get to outer space with your farts.
No, Leona, you're a scientist. Yeah. You're a scientist. That could Lamar reach space just by his farts?
See, the thing is that the smell is, I feel like, the issue, which is the composition, not the sort of power, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to talk in Newton's laws here about the force, you know, mm-hmm. so I feel like that's really an issue, but you could call NASA. I'm sure they could try to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. But surely with enough warm milk, we can get there.
Yeah, but yeah. You'd have to be, you know, that what percentage is fart and what's shart? Like, I think you need to, like, if we can get Christian Hubicki back working on this case.
To get the warm milk as well.
I mean,
that's
going to
be an issue.
It's chemistry, you know? We gotta solve the equation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. all right. Misha and Todrick are talking. yada, yada, yada. You know, they're going to go to the end. We're going to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, okay. What else is there to be said?
Mm-hmm.
For a second there, I was like, when he like pretended it as if she was going to go up, I don't know why I had like a glimmer of hope right there. I don't know why I fell for that, but I do wonder if like in the back of like either of their minds, they're like, well, maybe not so much for Misha. I think Misha can be pretty aware of the fact that Todrick is probably a good person to drag because no one's going to vote for him. But Todrick, I mean, I think you have to at least be thinking like these votes might not come my way if I take her to the end. So,
well, here's the thing, Amon. Todd and Cynthia are constantly gassing Todrick up about how
are you sure it's not Lamar?
He beats Misha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lamar provides the fuel, but yeah, they're telling him all the time, you definitely beat Misha. Cynthia's even saying, oh, I would vote for you over Misha. And he's like, oh, this is great news.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought what Todd was doing at first when he was on the couch telling Todrick, I don't think you can beat her, was take me. That's what I thought the original purpose of that was. Clearly not, which especially now if they're saying these types of things. So like that doesn't make any sense. So I don't know if they're like leading him to his eventual loss or do they genuinely believe that?
Well, he had a conversation with Cynthia before he talked to Todrick where he said, oh, yeah, I mean, Todrick beats us all. He's got all the votes. We have to take Misha. She's going to lose. In fact, he said to Cynthia, I can't take you. You'll beat me. I have to take Misha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his finger on the pulse. Yeah.
He said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They ended this conversation talking about like, boy, this is just, can you believe, you know, everything we've been through here?
What a day.
What a week. What a month. What a life.
Yeah. Same. 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 What a day, what a week, what a month it's been, right, Taryn?
Damn.
Yeah. That actually gave me shades of Celebrity Big Brother 2.
Yes. What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Gallagher.
It's Gallagher.
Gallagher.
One of my favorite Big Brother moments. It's so stupid. I love that.
Okay. All right.
I forgot all about that.
Lamar's blood pressure. Yeah, let's check in on Todd. Okay, Todd Bridges. How often, Taryn, does Todd Bridges get his blood pressure taken?
Pretty often.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty regular thing, and it's usually not great.
Okay. All right. So this seemed like it was a good day, right? Well, Liana, how was that blood pressure for Todd Bridges?
Yeah, looked good. The second read, I think. I there were a lot of shots of the actual reader, which I was like, are you allowed to be showing that on national television?
HIPAA.
They were going for it. And then, yeah, Lamar had two wildly different readings. One that puts him in like high hypertension, very much to see a doctor. And the second one was normal. So I don't know what was the difference between the two. It could be a dietary issue, but
yeah,
I hope he's okay.
It's possible that there could be some operator error with the machine.
Look, I mean, with two geniuses, I think they can handle it, but also you never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got into in the opening of the show. They teased us with the most over the top nomination ceremony in Big Brother history, which I guess they forgot completely all about Big Brother OTT.
Mm.
But yeah, all right. Over the top. We saw Todrick was going to start to work on his big plan. Okay, Todrick's nomination speech. So he's going to start. He's rehearsing. He's getting ready. We don't often, Taryn, see people rehearse. Maybe in Big Brother Canada, they sort of like get ready for their short list of what they're going
to
do.
Oh, it's important to get that prep scene in. You need to hear the kinds of things that go into this kind of ceremony, like
he's making this noise a lot. Like why is he turning into Jar Jar Binks?
They're lip trills. It's okay. A way to expand your range without putting too much pressure on your vocal cords.
Okay.
It's very standard in vocal performance.
Okay. He's warming up. Okay. He tells us about a new character he is going to unveil.
Todrick has left the building. Ladies and gentlemen, I give thee Sarah Lona.
Okay. Liana and Amon, I'm so glad that you are here. What do we think of Todrick's new persona, Sarah Moni?
You know, it's classic in terms of the structure. Sarah, a traditional, you know, first name. Moni, I guess the last name. Put it together, Sarah Moni. You get it. You get the gag. You get the joke. I wonder how long he thought about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a Monet reference from Big Brother 12.
Oh, I thought it was a Monet reference to the art competition that he won.
My mom said, if I don't have anything nice to say, then to say it all, it was crappy. The name is stupid. The look was stupid. The song was stupid. He's stupid. It was stupid.
Can somebody help me here? Because I was told that Todrick was talented, mm-hmm. and I don't understand what happened. Was it on purpose? Like, I don't understand the singing
mm-hmm.
primarily.
Yeah.
The singing was confusing to me.
You know, I will say the tone was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The vibrato was there. Okay. That was good. But the concept, the lyricism, it was lacking for me. There was no story there. It just felt so hammy. It just felt not thought through. I don't know. It didn't move me the way that I think it should have moved to me of someone of his mm-hmm. caliber. And I'm very disappointed in this performance tonight.
I was excited. I was like, this guy's going to sing. It's going to be great. He's a great singer. Yeah. And what I got was.
You know, they really tried to give it a little something because that little instrumentation underneath that, they tried.
Yes. But
the key changes, I mean, all them keys and he still can't find the right one.
Only the HOH key. Amon, that I watched a clip this week where Simon Cowell said that he was a dancer masquerading as a singer.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
I think that Todrick is a pretty good singer, but I think I would have to agree with Simon here. I think that Todrick is generally, he's a triple threat. He is more talented in all three areas, more so than other people.
What are the three areas? Singing, dancing, and what?
And acting.
Acting.
But with that being said, I think
some of the acting this season hasn't been so great.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but I think that being said, I do think that he sort of overcompensates in the vocal department with all of the riffs and runs that he does to make up for the fact that his technique actually isn't that great. And he is definitely a fantastic choreographer. So he is definitely a dancer that sings.
Let me just ask a couple of questions in the interest of fairness. One, was he singing bad on purpose?
It might have been.
Because I'm not here to shade people for their singing ability.
Okay.
I just felt like, was that on purpose?
I think he was kind of serious.
My other question was that, do you think that the Big Brother editors might have done him dirty and might have like messed with the levels?
Maybe.
I don't think that's possible.
You don't think it's possible? Like, sorry.
I don't think they can,
They could have added some auto-tune if they wanted to be kind. The thing is that he competed on The Masked Singer. Okay, so spoiler alert, if you care about this. He came in second, and he did perform really well. But it was exactly what Amon is saying, that he had the razzle-dazzle. He had the choreography. He, like, fell backwards off this platform, and it was very dramatic. Whereas he lost to someone who was a truly incredible singer. Mm-hmm. Now, the shenaniganizing from production slash whomever, that I cannot comment on, but he can sing. I will say that.
So. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So this is like, this was just like a choice that it was,
it
like
was a choice.
That Randy would have been like, I don't know if that was the right choice.
Yeah. All right. Here he is coming into the scene.
To be on purpose. Come on.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's on purpose. He knows what he's doing there. Come on.
Sometimes when you don't have the earpiece in, you can't quite hear it right.
That's right.
You can't
adjust. No programming in your ear.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So he's getting very serious during the ceremony.
I will turn two keys to lock in my nomination. Silence, peasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was he going for the Tyra Banks here?
Yes, that's right. With the pictures in his hands. Mm-hmm. Living his best Tyra life. Mm-hmm. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah.
I think Todd's face, though, was still my just like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was not here for it.
He was so annoyed. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It was so full circle too, because like one of the first things that we saw in the house was that little clip on Instagram that they put, and it had like Todrick coming down the steps in his
Crocs.
And Todd at that point was kind of like, you know, laughing and thought it was funny. And now here we are a month later, and Todd is like, oh my God, please stop with these damn Crocs. I'm so over it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Carson's not here anymore, so he has to bring all the fabulousness to the house. Ceremony has spoken, and it's going to be Todd and Lamar on the block.
Yep. Dynamic duo on block.
Got that wink in from Lamar.
Okay. Again, look, that we have gotten so little this season that we got crumbs tonight, and it felt like that this was, a 5-star meal.
Genuinely, I loved the reasoning for putting up Todd.
We have reached our maximum Todd capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's so much better than like, I nominated you because you're a big threat, and I nominated you because you're aligned with the big threat. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The theatrics were there. Yeah. They were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Todd Bridges is the Silver Fox. Don't count him out. Okay. Ceremony has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Full Todd capacity.
Full Todd capacity.
Yeah.
Okay.
TODD is not going anywhere.
Anything else from this hour of television that we watched tonight?
Wow.
Nothing that springs
that is needed
to mind.
We do have some questions from the listeners of Rob as a Podcast. Let's go ahead and bring some of those in at this time. Paul writes, says, given Todrick's concern about votes, what is the driving force behind what passes for his jury management? I mean, Taryn, has Todrick actively done any jury management?
Yeah. I mean, didn't you see that whole thing he had with Kirkpatrick on last night's episode? That argued that was his jury management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob, you didn't specify good jury management. That's where they get you.
Right, yeah. Right. It seems like that we're seeing that Teddy Mellencamp seems to be handling his jury management from the outside.
Yeah. You know, if especially if you don't know the show that well, I think a lot of people come on Big Brother and they think that what works for them in real life will work for them in the Big Brother house. And so many people are just confronted with the reality that that's not the case when they come in here. And I think that is what's happening here with Todrick. We're like, because the thing is that a lot of people are, despite the Shayna and Teddy of it all, a lot of people have left the house feeling fine enough about Todrick or berated enough into feeling fine enough about Todrick that they might have voted for him had this been a sequestered or maybe individually sequestered jury. But getting to see the whole picture is where a lot of these jurors are like, oh, wow. Okay. Never mind. No, I was always against Todrick for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most baffling thing to me is that, like, I mean, even if he's not the biggest fan that we thought that he was, I would still think that you would know not to talk trash about the people that can easily turn on the live feeds and hear you doing it. That is the most, it's like such the most obvious faux pas. And I just don't understand it because he wants to win. Like, that's the one positive thing about Todrick in this game is that he has a drive to win. And I like that. I like that in any player, even if they're villains. If you want to win, that's already huge points, especially in a celebrity season where everybody is just dying to get out of there.
If Todrick knows that there are live feeds?
He does.
What
he
does knows Facebook that.
Okay.
Tell
yeah.
Me?
I will say
he does not understand the live feeds. The way that he described them to Misha was, oh, yeah. So, like, for instance, they have cameras in this room, the HOH room, and they can click on, like, which angle they want and, you know, stuff like that. Like,
no. Okay. All right. So he thinks they're actually better than they actually are.
I think he thinks they're better than they actually are. I think he's seen clips from the live feeds because he was like, they're very good quality. Like, you'd be surprised. Like, you'd think that there would be trash quality, but it was actually like the TV show. Like, he's been shown the live feeds maybe by people at his house.
Okay. Mm. All right. Let's take another question. Brocktree 4 says, in honor of Todd and Lamar, are there any other BB comedic duos that you enjoyed in past seasons? I mean,
that's a good question. There's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of good duos. I mean, does Tamar and Candy count?
That counts. That was a rocky relationship, but that counts. They pulled through. Do they just mean like regular, like celebrity seasons or any season?
I think any seasons.
I mean, Johnny Mac and the DR.
And Monet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, you could have non-showmance pretty partnerships. Important. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jerry in the pool. Jay's in the 1 week he was in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
So many iconic duos.
Sure. Joseph says, is Misha in a position where she needs to win out in order to win the game? Taryn, what do you think about this?
I think everybody's in a position where they basically need to win out in order to win the game, except for maybe Cynthia, right? I think that she needs to win at least, because if Todrick won, say, the final four veto and the final three HOH, I think she wins the game. So I don't think she needs to win out, but they collectively, they need to prevent somebody from winning two of the final three competitions.
Okay.
Basically that.
All right. And then we have one from Tristan Thompson checking in. Despite what we keep hearing about Lamar wanting to win stuff, is he like the least competitive Big Brother player ever?
It's a quiet confidence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, just,
yeah.
I feel like I have a theory that, like, if he actually did win something, he would turn into like the most animated person that we'd ever seen. Like, I feel like he would just like start, like, nobody tell him if he won. Like, he'd be throwing Misha and Todrick up. He'd be like, you hoes are getting out of here. It's done.
Maybe he's so down because he's not used to the losing.
I think it's true for a lot of the celebrities that, like, I think many of them are very competitive, but they're also very used to winning and, like, getting their way. And so when they come into an environment like this where, like, they have no idea what they're doing and things are not going their way. It's almost like it's because they're so competitive that they just completely shut off, because the idea of caring is too painful if they're going to be competitive about it. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I didn't care about it anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to try.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why don't we check in with the live feeds? And then let's talk about what's going on there. And then I think what I'd like to do is let's do some potential like prognostication of different outcomes that could be happening tomorrow in our double eviction. So if you don't want to be in the know about what's going on with the veto, you can jump out now. We'll be live after the double eviction coming up on Monday night. But for everybody else, let's check in with the live feeds and talk about what we could see Monday night. Here we go.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Buzzer is still sticky from when I spilled the tea the other night. Okay. No. All right. It's not great. It's not great. I have to get like a wet wipe or something. Okay. All right, Taryn, last night you told us Todd Bridges, the Silver Fox, the T-O-double-D, the Todd Father, had won another veto.
The T-O-D-D is going to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. It's true.
No lies detected. Yeah.
No lies detected. Todrick did come up with a plan. He wanted to Marcellus him. He wanted to convince Todd to not use the veto so that poor Cynthia on her birthday weekend would not have to suffer the block when they're just going to vote out Lamar anyway. And so he pitched that idea to Todd and he was like, let me think about it. And then he thought about it and he was like, no, I'm going to take myself off the block. Actually, I don't know that I trust that I'm going to stay if I don't. And look, that was hard work to win this thing. So I'm going to use this, you know what?
The T-O-D-D is going to stay.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Going to stay. Okay. All right. That blood pressure doesn't need to go any higher.
Unless it's to the moon.
Blood pressure to the moon.
To the moon.
Now, unfortunately, what this means is that Lamar will, in fact, be leaving on Monday night.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's all right.
All right.
And I'm sure Cynthia will be fine being on the block on her birthday. She'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing they did. They were worried that this would happen. They went to Cynthia and they were like, well, if he uses it, you'll have to go up on the block. So we're thinking of asking him not to use it. And she was like, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, just put her up. Like,
then they went to Todd and they were like, yeah, I mean, she doesn't want to go up. And he talked to her. She was like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we're looking at, in all likelihood, Lamar getting voted out, meeting a complete stranger in Julie Chen Moonves, so that he doesn't know who she is, and then an awkward interview with Julie. All right, but then here we go. Final four HOH. Todrick can't play. Okay, so it will be Misha versus Cynthia versus Todd. Okay, and this is going to be a comp that we have to be able to do in the live show. So what are we thinking?
Either quiz, right?
I think it can't be some big physical competition. Like, we know for sure it can't be that.
I think the veto will be physical. I think the HOH will be quiz.
It really matters which is physical and which is, you know, quiz.
Yeah. Right.
Todd can definitely win a quiz. If it's physical, both Todrick and Misha will have a huge leg up.
And it seems as though we have completely gone away from like any sort of like on day 10, what happened? Like the quizzes are all sort of like find the word, or, you know, like we'll show you a picture. What's the difference? Like memory comps do not appear to be a thing at all in Celebrity Big Brother. Maybe they will be in the final HOH. I feel like that the show will this person won two vetoes. But it's like, good luck with this crew.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Because Todd is actually very close to potentially winning the whole thing, as long as he can beat me. Now, the unfortunate part for him is that he he thinks he can beat Misha much more easily than he can beat Todrick, which is, I don't think, true at all. I think Misha would maybe have a shot against him, but I think he'd still have a pretty good shot against Misha. And so he wants to take her, but he has a pretty good chance of getting there. I mean, it's really the key to Todd winning is if he wins that Final Four veto. If he wins the Final Four veto, he can send Todrick out, and which is what he plans to do. And then the final three will be himself, Cynthia, and Misha. Misha currently would prefer to take Todd to the final two if Todrick is not there over Cynthia. Cynthia's probably not winning. Todd, if he wins, obviously can choose to take Misha. As long as he can beat Misha, he's already basically won the whole thing if he wins that Final Four veto, as long as he can beat
Misha. Is there any chance that Misha could go out in the second part of the double eviction?
Very unlikely. And that's because now I guess there are two scenarios where it could happen theoretically. One is that Cynthia wins the Final Four veto, which is one of the least likely scenarios at this point. Second would be if Todd wins both the HOH and the veto.
T-O-double-D.
Yes, he would leave Cynthia off the block, and then Cynthia would be the sole vote. But in both cases, Todd has been working on Cynthia to convince her to take out Todrick over Misha because Todrick is the bigger threat. And especially if he's the HOH, I think he'll have a little more sway over Cynthia in that moment. And I think there's a decent chance she votes out Todrick over Misha anyway. Okay. So that's kind of the situation. Now, if we're projecting that of the three remaining competitions, one is going to be physical, one's going to be some sort of like quiz or puzzle, and then one's going to be days, Todd is probably going to have trouble with both the days and the physical. So that's not great for him because Misha and Todrick have gone over days in the past. I've not seen Todd do it. And they both obviously would have a leg up on a physical competition. Okay. So the key for Todd is hope that that Final Four veto is the one competition that he can win.
Okay, so hopefully it's more gross food tasting. Although we don't know what the veto was that he won.
Well, for right. one thing, it definitely won't be chapstick eating.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna be happening, baby.
Yeah. Okay. So then, just jumping ahead to Wednesday night, if Misha won the final three, who would she be more likely to take to the end, Cynthia or Todd?
If she wins, she talked about this with Todrick. She said that she would want to take Todd. She thinks she has a better chance against Todd. Now, Todrick disagreed. He said that, like, if I lose, I would rather lose to Cynthia than to Todd. And he was kind of making that case. So, you know, as of right now, I think she could go either way, especially if Todrick has been out of the house since Monday. I think that she'll make her call at that point. I don't think that it's locked in yet.
Okay.
If I have a question, if Todrick and Misha are both there at the final three, will they for sure take each other?
As of right now, I think so. There are certainly a lot of people that would love to see Todrick cut Misha only to lose to 8-0. Whoever. And so they're really, you know, hoping for any sign that that might happen. I can't say that there's really been any sign that that would happen. Again, especially because you have Todd and Cynthia saying, you definitely beat Misha. You have a harder time against us.
I also saw reports that Chris Kattan is going to be at the finale, but he is not getting a jury vote. We're going to go into the final vote potentially with the possibility of a 4-4 tie.
As far as I'm aware, we don't know if America will be voting as a juror. I can't see how, considering that, you know, we're already doing America's favorite, right? And yeah, we haven't pulled it up.
Is that the, like, Chris Kattan will come in, eight people will vote. If it is a 4-4 tie, we are going to trust Chris Kattan the Laurel in that spot live and break the tie.
He would break the tie. The only situation where it might be a tie is maybe like Misha versus Todd.
And you could know, you imagine? Could you imagine again? Again.
It all comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I cast my vote for the person who really, so glad you never snored.
Definitely don't hate you.
Wow.
I'm against it. I need for America to get a vote here. I don't need Chris Kattan coming back to vote.
It is though, like if they're going to have the final three HOH live, you know, like how are they going to have America cast a vote for the final two when the final two has been, you know, it's existed for like 20 minutes.
I think that's the fallback. I think Chris Kattan casts the deciding vote.
I think that they just want as many eyes on the finale as possible, and they're probably going to announce it after tomorrow's episode, and they'll be like, "Yep, America, you get a shot to vote."
I mean, maybe it's like, "Hey, over the commercial break, you will decide who America cast their vote for."
Or could they just put up the final three? Like, all right, they're the final three. Like, America, you get a vote. Which of these people? Like, if the person that gets the most votes is voted out at third, we'll go to the person with the second most votes. We'll get the final vote from America.
I mean, especially if they don't want to confuse anybody with America's favorite player. So like, all right, you can have America's favorite player now, and then they'll do the final three later.
Yeah, spoon feed it to us.
Okay. Exactly.
I love the possibilities of Kattan topazing this thing. Be a wild night. Okay.
I mean, what happens though if it's like a final three where it's like maybe it's, you know, Todd, Cynthia, and Misha, and then like all the votes go to like maybe Todd at this point with the edit. And then Todd gets evicted and it's like, oh, well, now the votes by default go to Misha because he was the sort of like, or she was the, like the opposition to Todd.
It's too unpredictable.
That's why the fans don't like it.
Yes.
We've been saying on all the podcasts, it's too unpredictable.
Yes.
We certainly couldn't introduce
Yes.
choice.
Yes. Okay.
Big Brother audience.
Anything else, Celebrity Big Brother tonight? Okay, let's talk about what's coming up here on RHAP as we kick off another busy week. Tomorrow morning, it is going to be another Maggie Monday as Maggie Morgan will join Taryn once again live for the last Monday live feed update of Celebrity Big Brother. Taryn, what do you think? Long update or short update tomorrow? Depends how much Maggie has to say.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes Maggie likes to get into some stuff. Yeah, so who knows? Maybe we'll have some fun.
Okay. All right. Be on the lookout for that on Monday morning. And then on Monday night, we will be live after a two-hour episode late. Put the coffee on because we'll be on at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time to talk about a double eviction, baby, with Jacob Jones and Claire. Should be a good one.
Stay up late with us.
Okay.
Hang out.
All right. Be on the lookout for that coming up on Monday night. And then Tuesday, Taryn, it's going to be one more stock watch to do as Asia joins Taryn and Melissa this Tuesday night for one final rankings of the players.
Yeah. I believe what, like three people will have been eliminated since the last one. Two people have been eliminated since the last one. And we'll have, you'll have one more chance to guess the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. It'll be a good time.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to mess up people's stocks this season. Damn it.
Yeah. And then coming up on Wednesday night, we will talk to you live for the finale of Celebrity Big Brother. I believe the finale is 1 hour at 8 o'clock. So we should be on at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time coming up on Wednesday night. It's going to be Taryn, myself, Melissa, and Puya coming up on Wednesday with your Celebrity Big Brother finale night coverage when we will react to the final hour of Celebrity Big Brother 3. So be on the lookout for that. And then I'm not sure if we have a card for it, but we'll have one more Celebrity Big Brother podcast from me coming up on Thursday when Liana is back with Mike Bloom for the slop.
Oh, my God. Am I the drama? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. That's going to be fun.
Should be fun. Hopefully, we have some good post-finale drama to talk about from the Celebrity Big Brother finale on Wednesday.
Well, this is gonna, the Twitter is going to be a... I can't even. I might just have to delete my account for the week.
Mental health, break them on. Protect your peace.
No, this is you're
going to get a message from Todrick about that podcast.
Stop laughing, young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silence, peasant.
Yeah. Okay. Survivor 42. Mike Bloom and I talked about the Taku tribe. You can check out that preview of all six of these new Survivor contestants, hear what they had to say. And then on Wednesday, be on the lookout for our preview of the Vati tribe. We just recorded that today. Another very interesting group. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any of our Survivor preview coverage coming up this week on Rob is a Podcast. Then Thursday night, got back into it with Jenny Hundredaire on the latest week of Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer, where we talked about how the parents met up with the two Joe Millionaires on Thursday night. Hilarity ensued. Check out our recap from this week. And then we dropped the weekly wrap up this past week with lots of great moments from the different RHAP podcast this past week. Check that out. If you missed anything this week, just keep up with everything we're doing over on Rob Has a Podcast and Reality TV Wrap Ups. We just dropped last night. All right, this is very important, okay? For any of our millennials that are out there, okay? If you don't want to be chuggy, you want to be able to communicate with the young people, know what they're talking about. We are here to help. The great Phil T joined us to help teach millennials. It's a millennials boot camp, okay? We thank you to Puya Zambakili for the rebranding of Millennials Boot Camp. Check that out. Mailbag to come, okay? When you look at the runtime, you're like, wait, this is a short episode. No, it's just part one. When Akiva is free, we'll get to a mailbag, okay? All right, closing ceremony of the Olympics is tonight. All right, Liana and Aman, what's coming up on Drag Race?
Well, Aman and I just recorded episode 7 of season 14. We talked about everything with the soap opera messiness and touched on UK versus the world as well. So really fun pod.
Yep. I'm loving the draft over there. It's just been so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want us to take Cynthia and Todd and put them in your Drag Race draft too? Because you might have a better shot to win.
They would definitely be ceremonial. That's for sure.
Look, Aman, this is like the yin and the yang of Puya, right? Wins the Big Brother draft, double grenades in the Survivor draft. You know, you might win. Todd could go on a run. You could win Celebrity Big Brother. You gotta win. You win one, you lose one.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, okay. Big shout out today because I want to say a very happy birthday to this guy right here. Okay. I have here, of course, the great Bryce Isaiah. It's his birthday. He made me this gift. I have it in the background here of my studio.
He made you a gift?
On my birthday. So I'm just holding it up here.
I was about to be like, no. Happy birthday, Bryce. Yeah.
Hey! So happy birthday, baby boy to the greatest guy around with the biggest heart. Bryce Isaiah, check him out on the Taryn Show this week to hear his interview with Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, any highlights you want to tell the listeners about?
It was really great to talk to him. I feel like if you haven't really like listened to his podcast before, maybe you've heard him on the Survivor recaps, you watched him on Survivor. I feel like you don't really know who Bryce really is, and you should really, you know, check out what he has to say because he's a very smart guy and he has a lot to say. He's led an interesting life and he talked a lot about growing up, not really being able to have any kind of role models for like somebody that looked like him that was gay and black and how frustrating that can be, growing up. So, it was a good conversation.
Okay. So check out Bryce on the Taryn Show. And then also check out the Purple Pants podcast from this week. And since it's Bryce's birthday, do him a solid. Head on over to robinswebsite.com/purplepantsfeed and subscribe to the Purple Pants Podcast. What are you waiting for? It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's Bryce's birthday. Right, Amon?
Yes.
You'll hear the casual tea with Amon and B. Yes, and much more every week on the Purple Pants Podcast. Yeah. Okay.
Subscribe.
All right. There you go. So happy birthday to Bryce. Hope it was a good one. We have been asked to share this link for Big Brother 24 casting. BigBrotherCasting.tv/home. They are currently looking at applications. If you're waiting, get it in. Get that tape. I don't know if it's a tape. Video. The video in.
Get that Betamax in.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So check that out. So there you go. All right. Then, of course, I told you about the slop coming up. It's going to be a good one on Thursday. We had a lot of fun this past Thursday with Puya and Jenny Autumn. Dropped a Patreon 5 for 5 on Friday. Of course, we make it very easy for you to watch Australian Survivor and then check out everything in our Patreon Facebook and Discord. You get it all at robinsonwebsite.com/patron. Plus, you help support all the great RHAP podcasts. We will be getting together with the new patrons of RHAP. I will be live to walk you through how to access all your patron benefits. And then also, we'll do some Q&A Tuesday night, new patron orientation. If you are a recent patron and you haven't joined us yet, come on over, send out the Zoom link on Patreon, then hit that subscribe button to make sure you don't miss anything that we're doing, or subscribe to Rob as a Podcast wherever podcasts are found, and then follow us on social media as well, at Rob as a Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Okay, Amon, what's coming up for you?
You know, I'm out here. You can follow me anywhere. I'm on Adwin, twitching it up. Twittering it up, not really Instagramming it up, but you can find me also on the Post Show Recaps with Grace Leader. We are covering this crazy, crazy season of Euphoria. I am so glad that we are on episode 7 tonight and that we got one more episode after this, because I cannot take much more of this.
Rue is putting you through it.
I rue the day that I...
She's so toxic that she's even like bringing you down.
She is. She's
a lot to handle.
It's a lot. It's a lot. You can also always find me and Matt Liguori talking about Glee over at the Choir Room. And that is it.
Well, look, can I just speak to the Euphoria post show recap? Because you and Grace do such a great job, and you're doing great. I see the numbers, and you're doing great. And look for a Euphoria podcast. You're going to see Grace and Amon pop up pretty high. That's all I'm saying. All right. All right, so keep up the great work, Amon. Great to have you back here tonight, Liana. We know the slop is coming up, but what else is coming up for you?
That's right. We're gonna get sloppy in this coming week. You can find me on Twitter at LianaRHAP. Mike and I just started talking about the Survivor B&B. So we will be back to cover all of that. We'll be doing a preseason podcast to talk about the shenanigans and silly side of things. If you're not sick of Mike's voice talking about the Survivor contestants,
Mike has so much to say about these Survivor contestants.
Oh, Mike has so much to say. End of sentence. You do not need that second part, but you know, we love him anyway. And Puyi and I will also be covering The Masked Singer, which is starting the same day as Survivor. So we'll be back with all the drama for that as well.
Okay. All right, Liana, great to have you here with us on a recap tonight, and then looking forward to Thursday. And Taryn, what's coming up for you?
As always, come hang out on Twitch. I'll be live tomorrow night watching the 2-hour double eviction with all of you. So should be exciting, or at least as exciting as, you know, this season gets.
Yeah. Look, it's double eviction, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
So come hang out and we'll have a good time. And then plenty of other stuff. YouTube, Post Show Recaps, talking about Raised by Wolves. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, the Taryn Show. Check out the Taryn Show.
Yeah, and then before we get to the podcast on Monday night, Taryn and I are going to be live as part of a special memorial for our friend Daquan, who passed away, was a really big figure in the reality TV online community. So we're going to be live on Taryn's Twitch stream coming up on Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Again, we'll be joined by not just us, Puya, Kirsten McInnes, Josh Wiggler, and others are going to be there. We'll have a link where people are going to be able to call in, share their stories and memories about Daquan. There is a GoFundMe link that is to raise money for his family as well. That is out there. Head on over to robinswebsite.com/Daquan Memorial, where you can access that GoFundMe. And see what his friends have put together to raise money for his family. And so we are thinking of all of Daquan's friends and family right now, and we will have a stream as he would have wanted all together coming up on Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Taryn's Twitch. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.